You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
No one's actually keeping score, so why is everyone pretending that it matters what you're spending, what you look like, what you say when at the end of the day? No one makes it out.
This is Perfect. Well, it's the name of the song anyway. Perfect? It's probably in the eye of the beholder. This is the Veronicas. They've got a new album called Gothic Summer. And our music reviewer Estelle Clifford has been listening to the album. Hey, Estelle.
Hello. How catchy is that tune?
I mean, that's catchy. It is catchy. But yeah. The Veronicas are catchy. This is what they do. It's, you know.
This is exactly what they do. When I first heard that song, I was like, it's like Glee Club, but with swears. I loved Glee Club,
To be totally clear, I was going to play slightly more, but our producer Libby was like, you can't play too much because it doesn't get it gets radio inappropriate very quickly.
So, okay, yeah, good to know. Basically, you know, like things aren't perfect, so bleep the world.
Right.
That is such a good tune. It's a great one for them to release as a single ahead of the release of the album. It's got those really pacey drums, which actually is Blink-182's drummer, Travis. Travis Barker.
Travis Barker.
Huge guitar riffs, which I think they're quite known for as well. And then those perfectly blended harmonies, which we've mentioned before, is often that sibling thing where their voices just go together, you know, perfectly well.
Yeah, so, right.
It's really nice. And yeah, the punchy lyrics are on that whole perception versus reality. No one makes it out alive, so who really cares what it is that you look like, what you're spending your money on. And the whole album kind of has that theme, really, like that whole non-conforming, be our messy selves, which, you know, you kind of embrace from some pop rock chicks.
Yeah.
You go straight from that, which I think has that more poppy kind of sound for them, into more of that grungy, bigger rock sound in a song called Detox. They just partway through the album drop very clear Aussie accents. Because for the most part, they sort of sound American,
sing. When you say they drop Aussie accents,
they just go full Aussie sounding. Yeah, and nice. it's kind of funny, but it really catches your ear in the middle of this rock track, because you don't hear that very often.
Yeah.
It's kind of when Kiwis are like, nah, I'm just going to do my real Kiwi
accent. It's like when LMNOP came out. Remember when LMNOP first came out, and it was the first time that you just heard someone be like, yeah, it's
real
11:57.
Kiwi. Yeah, exactly. And if that's going to make you stand out in a song, then why not do it? I think it's really brave of them in respects to that. It's just something that kind of throws the scope of how the song sounds. And I think that's also interesting in this album because it is a bit of a sense of freedom for them. It's the first one away from Sony Records.
Yeah.
So they kind of sort out their contract, you know, and things went a bit, I don't know, there's so many stories about things going meh with record companies. I wonder if just relationships come to an end.
Yeah, right.
Maybe before, you know, the time is up kind of thing. So, yeah, this is their first one away from that. And so that sense of freedom and playing, they've both said in lots of interviews, getting back into the studio and finding that fun and playfulness in the studio that they, you know, that's what drew them to music in the first place.
Yeah, nice.
So you hear that a little bit more in this. There's also, there's a song called Here to Dance, which I think we're going to play a bit more of soon. And so that's got that, like, 80s, almost disco-y, you know, that disco pop, like Dua Lipa's been doing that kind of sound. It's been quite on trend for a while, because who doesn't like a little bit of that disco disco pop kind of sound? But then, which I think is why it's called Gothic Summer, there's always that sort of macabre lyric that's going along with it as well. It's a bit dark, you know, like it sounds full pace energy, fun and happy, but actually if you get into the lyrics a little bit more, you go, oh, okay, that's a little bit dark. Blood on the floor, look what they started, hungry for more. And I think that also speaks to two women who are like, okay, we're done with everybody needing a piece of us.
Yeah.
So it brings some sort of more gothic visuals, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
I think that driving pace, that energy that you hear from Perfect is pretty much how most of the album goes. There is a sort of pull it back to a ballad in a song called Ribcage where it's quite emotional, real powerful subtleties that suddenly, I mean, they always crescendo to some sort of big riff, which again is what the Veronicas are known for. So relatable lyrics, got a bit more of the real life things and questions that I think everyone sort of confronts at some stage in their life, and just commentary on that desire to be perfect when actually, you know, who really cares?
Yeah, right.
Just live your life and make it whatever version of perfect it is for you. So I think that's kind of cool. In amongst these songs where you're like sort of dancing and then going, hey, what?
Yeah, yeah.
good breakup songs in there as well. You know, it's got all the things that I think they've probably gone through over the last 5 or 6 years from their last album releases.
Yeah, first of all, a couple of things. The Veronicas they're like not just big in Australia and New Zealand, right? They're like very much internationally, like US,
totally.
They love the Veronicas. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they do. They've really cracked it big there.
Do you remember when everything went down with the old Archie comics? And the Veronicas?
Oh, yeah. What was that about? Because they
got
the Veronicas.
Sued by the Archie, because there's a character in Archie Comics called Veronica, and then they sued them, and then there was some...
That's right.
But they reached some cross-promotion deal, so the Veronicas appeared in the Archie Comics as the Veronica. Like, it was all very confusing, anyway.
It was so confusing, and also that thing, once you break an American market, like, how can there be two Veronicas? It's confusing.
Totally.
This is our, like, one we call the Veronicas, and they go, oh, look at these women, actually, they're gorgeous and beautiful, we could sell on them a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, just their whole career's been a little bit like that.
Yeah.
That commentary on looks and rights and all sorts of stuff. Just think that's part of the women's fight in music anyway. So
nice. So what did you give Gothic Summer?
They've come through some stuff. I really like this album. It's an 8 out of 10.
Great.
It's a good listen.
Okay. I'm looking forward to having a bit more of a listen myself. Don't mind about the old Veronicas.
Get some rock chicken to you for the weekend.
Yeah, too right. Okay. Thank you very much, Estelle. We will catch you again soon. Estelle Clifford there, our music reviewer. We will pick out one of those good new songs from the Veronicas, one that is radio appropriate, and play you that in a couple of minutes.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.